ain't on enough. Turn me up just a little bit, guys. Take your Bible tonight and turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 6, very familiar scripture. And I believe the Lord showed me a little something. I've preached from this passage many times. If you've been in church much, you've heard it preached from many times. But I believe the Lord gave us a simple thought. I was looking over and thinking about our Bible school material and our vacation Bible school material, and I was looking at the verse that they're using in Isaiah, and we'll look at that in just a minute. Matter of fact, you can go ahead and be finding that, Isaiah chapter number, I believe it's 30. Isaiah chapter number 30, find that one too, and we'll look at these two verses tonight. Isaiah chapter 30, and maybe we'll look at that first. Isaiah chapter 30, just hold your place in Jeremiah. And the Lord began to speak to my heart, and I was really, really wrestling with whether or not to preach this morning or to you guys tonight. And listen, if you don't ever listen to your preacher, listen to me tonight. If I catch you with an iPhone in your hand while I'm preaching tonight, I'm going to throw it on the floor and stomp it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 There's certain things in life you just need to hear, and this would be one of those. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. So I want you to listen tonight. This is a very, very vital time in your life. I said it this morning, but I'm going to say it again tonight. A lot of times when kids graduate high school, they get a little taste of freedom and they go hog wild. Accomplishing something that the Lord has had you or given you the ability to do, and His grace brought you through it. How many of you realize you graduated by the grace of God? God got you through it. God got you through the finals. God got you through the test. God got you through that thing without getting in trouble and getting involved with the world and all that crowd. Hey, we ought to give God the glory for what you're celebrating tonight. Amen? But a lot of them get out of school and they get that little taste of freedom and they go crazy. Now listen, you've graduated, some of you from high school, some of you from college, some from the Bible Institute. This is a point in your life where you make up your mind, I'm going further for God now than I ever have before. Amen. I don't want to lose a single one of you. Amen. And I want to preach to you for a few minutes tonight and try to help you. And I'm not going to preach mean to you, but I want you to listen tonight. And I want you to get it. I want you to look with me at Isaiah chapter number 30. Isaiah chapter number 30. Are y'all there? Did y'all even bring a Bible? Isaiah chapter number 30. And look with me at verse number 21. He said, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." He said, you're going to hear a voice behind you saying, go this way. He said, when you hear that voice, you need to go that way. Amen. We need to take heed to the voice that we're hearing. And I'm going to get to the thought here in just a minute, but I want you to keep that thought in your mind. He said, you're going to hear a word behind you. And when you hear it, and that word says, go this way, you need to go that way. Amen. You're graduating high school. You're graduating college. You're graduating from the Bible Institute. And many's going to say, oh, now you need to do this and you need to do that. Hey, listen, where you need a word from tonight, you need a word from God. Showing you which way and which direction to go in your life. In Jeremiah chapter number 6, look with me at verse number 16. The Bible said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Two passages of Scripture tonight from two different prophets. Both of them said, somebody's going to tell you the way to go. Both of them said somebody's going to give you some good advice and you need to take heed to that good advice. But in Jeremiah's day, they said, no, we will not go that way. You may tell us the right way, but we've got our own idea and we've got our own mind made up, and there's plenty of signs out there for us to follow. We can find our own way. We're living in a day when the world is pointing you, excuse me, in every direction in the world, every direction under the sun. Every commercial's trying to draw you this way and that way. Every billboard on the interstate's trying to get you off at this exit or that exit. Hey, listen, you better find the right way. Amen. Jeremiah said to ask for the old paths and walk therein. He said, wherein is a good way? By the way, just let me say, this old-time religion is still a good way. I'm going to say that again. This old-time religion is still a good way. It's still saving sinners. It's still keeping people out of hell. It's still keeping people out of jail. It's still keeping moms and dads together. Hey, amen, it still works. It's a good way. It may not be the world's way, but it's a good way. In World War II, in northern France, in southern Belgium, we have a famous battle known as the Battle of the Bulge. Anybody ever remember? Y'all study that in school, the Battle of the Bulge? The Germans, for a little bit there, got an upper hand. You know how they did it? Here's how the Germans got the upper hand. They disguised themselves as the Allies. The Bible talks about wolves in sheep's clothing. Amen. Somebody in our church, and I won't say names because we're on the internet and all that. I think we are. Yes, we are. Somebody in our church was telling me the other day that their nephew grew up in church just like you guys did. Loved God with all his heart, read his Bible every day. Everybody in the family thought he'll be a pastor one day. Well, he went off to college and was real impressed by these professors and all their PhDs. And now they're not even sure he believes there is a God. What happened was somebody with a lot of education told him they knew a better way. And he began to listen to what somebody else said was a better way. There is no better way than Jesus. There are wolves out there in sheep's clothing. There is the enemy that will dress themselves up and they'll clothe themselves in what they want to call righteousness. And it's not righteousness. The Germans dressed up as Americans. They stole American vehicles. And they went through the countryside of northern France. And you know what they did? They didn't defeat the enemy with weapons of guns and hand grenades and all that. They simply changed the road signs. They simply changed the road signs. So when the Allied forces came through and they were supposed to follow this direction or that direction, when they got there, all the signs were switched. And they went the wrong way and they drove themselves right into the lap of the enemy. Tonight, for a few minutes, I want to preach on this thought. Who has changed the signs? There was a day in our country when America, I'm not just talking about the church, I'm talking about America, had some moral character. Y'all help me tonight. There was a time in America when America had moral character. There was a day in America when prostitutes on the streets of Atlanta dressed better than some women we see in church today. Amen. There was a day in America when somebody left their house, they left clothed. We're living in a time now, you go to Walmart, at any time of day or not, you're going to see a woman in her pajamas. I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, by the way. Amen. Get dressed before you leave home. Somebody ain't going to like this tonight, but I'm going to preach for a little bit. There was a day in America when wrong was wrong and right was right. There was a day in our country when if you aborted a child, that thing was done in such darkness and secrecy. Why? Because it was bad. But today they're saying, oh, you have a right. You listen to me. You don't got any rights. You say, now wait a minute, if somebody's not liking this tonight, I just don't appreciate that. You don't have any right. Everything you've got is the grace of God. If you get to live another day, it's because God allowed you to. And when God allows us to live under His grace and His mercy, we ought to try to walk His way. There's a bunch of wolves in sheep's clothing, and they've come along the way, even down the road of religion, if you will, and they've been turning the signs. What used to be wicked is okay now. What used to be a sin is okay now. Nothing's wrong anymore. We have churches. A boy brought me a flyer a couple of years ago. I'm talking about a Baptist church advertising a 4th of July party at the pastor's house. And at the bottom of the flyer, I promise you I read it. It said, since this is not a scheduled church function, feel free to bring your own booze. A BYOB party at the pastor's house. I know some of y'all want to go join that church. Something's wrong with that. It's our mentality. Somebody has come down the road and changed the signs. Listen, I'm going to tell you, with God, the signs are still the same. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. I want to see you make it in life. And you'll never go wrong just following God. He said it was a good way. It was a good way. Yeah, but I don't want to be depraved of being able to enjoy this and enjoy that. Listen, no sin ends with joy. No sin. It may start with joy, and there may be some fun in the middle of it, but it never. Sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Are you listening? I want to see you make it. Listen, you got here with God. Go on with God. Go to college with God. We got some of you fixing to leave and go to college. Shy Mooney is going to college. Is it a special ed college? It is? Okay. They have a short bus that goes to college. Hallelujah. They going to college. Tanner, you going somewhere, ain't you? Yeah. Man, we didn't even know if he'd live, Robert. There he sits with a cap and gown on. Man, tell me God ain't been good. You can't tell me God didn't get us to this point, and if He got us to this point, hey, He can get us all the way home. And I want you to stay with Him. But you got to realize, as you go out there, there's going to be somebody who's a lot more educated than your pastor. I didn't say smarter. Us rednecks like to play dumb sometimes. And I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. Are you listening? I got sense enough to know it ain't right for two men to get married. Y'all okay? You say, you're going to have to get up with the times. Two men still can't make a baby. Two women still can't make a baby. It's still wrong is what I'm saying, but somebody's changed the road sign. I got called a couple years ago and got cussed out by a gay pastor. That's an oxymoron, isn't it? I ain't winning no popularity contest tonight, but I'm going to tell you like it is. If you'll stick with what got you here, it'll get you there. Amen? Listen, I'm going to give you a couple of thoughts tonight, and we'll present you with your Bibles and your certificates and all that kind of stuff. But listen tonight, ask for the old paths. Now, here's what got me that I've never seen in these scriptures before. In Jeremiah chapter number 6, he said, ask for the old paths. In Isaiah chapter number 30, he said, you're going to hear a word behind you saying, go this way. In other words, he's saying, don't look to the signs. Don't look for the signs to lead you in your life. He said, you're going to have to swallow your pride and you're going to have to ask somebody. You're going to have to ask somebody. There'll be somebody that'll tell you which way to go. Now, who do you ask? Who do you ask? The college professor who says there isn't a God? Who do you ask? The flaming liberal who says it's okay to kill babies? Who do you ask? Which way do I go? Ask somebody who's made it and still serving God with their life. Ask somebody who's been down the road where you are and where you're going. Hey, what about godly parents? It kills me kids go to college and come home and think mom and daddy's all of a sudden stupid. They got you through college, you idiot. Are y'all okay? You might ought to stay trusting with the one that got you where you are. He said, ask for the old path. Ask. That's a good indication you got to want to go the right way. You got to want to go the right way. The implication of Jeremiah chapter number 6 and verse number 16 is that a traveler has come to a crossroads in his life. He's got one of two ways he can go. He can go the right way or the wrong way. And we're living in a world that says it don't matter which way you go. The choice is yours. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. It don't even make sense. If one of these guys wearing if Tyler came to me tonight and Tyler was from somewhere else, sometimes I think he is, another planet. But if Tyler came to me tonight and he said, Brother Eddie, I'm new here and I don't know which way to go, but I want to go to Dallas, Georgia. I want to go to Dallas, Georgia. Can you tell me how to get there? I could say, well, Tyler, Highway 61 runs north and south right here by the church. And you know what, son? It doesn't matter. You just make your own decision, and whichever way you choose, it'll be all right. That's the world's theology. That's what the world's preaching. That's what the world's teaching. Well, I've got news for you, Tyler. You can do just that. But if you choose 61 South, you ain't going to Dallas. You go into Carrollton as hard as you can go. Because Dallas just ain't that way. Are y'all okay tonight? You can't just go any way you got to go. You got to choose the road that's going the direction you want to go. How many of you girls, I know you dream about your wedding day and getting married and having babies. How many of you dream about child support? How many of you dream about a husband who will take care of you and lead your family in the right way? How many of you dream about a husband that don't come home drunk and beat on you? Well, it all depends on which way you choose to go. Y'all okay? How many of you boys dream about a wife that'll cheat on you? All depends on which way you choose to go. And I want you to make some wise choices for your life. And those wise choices, I would say, would be godly choices. And if you ain't got sense enough to make them, and just about every one of you do, you've been in church, most of you, all your life. You know what's right. And you know what's wrong. You've been given everything you need to go further. You've been given everything you need to leave home. To stand on your own two feet and still stay right with God. Yeah. Amen. You've been given everything you need. You've been given some godly examples. I'm not worried about you going off to school. If you'll just stand on what you've already gotten through all these years of school, but now you're graduating and going to college, you'll be all right. Just keep listening to and keep doing what you've been doing. Amen. If God's not pleased with it, here at home, he ain't going to be pleased with it there at college. Amen. Amen. Levi, y'all know Levi, my son, went to a Bible college. I'm talking about an independent, fundamental, Baptist Bible college and got made fun of because he wouldn't sneak out of the dorm at night and go to the bar. I'm glad he chose right. I'm not saying he always did right. He ain't perfect, but I'm glad he made the right choice. Amen. He could have went with them. Yeah. But if it wasn't right here, it wasn't right there. Amen. Amen. Listen, three things tonight. In Jeremiah chapter number 6, there was a requirement from God. A requirement. What was it? Ask. Ask. It's that simple. There's no shame in asking when you don't know the answer. When Levi was little, he rode in my truck everywhere I went, and this was before seat belt laws and car seats. He would stand in my truck beside me. And he would ask a million questions. Y'all remember that? I called him Question Mark. And he would ask a question after question. We was going somewhere one day, and he got on one of them kicks. Daddy, what is this? Daddy, why is that? Daddy, why? And finally, I just said, Levi, why do you ask so many questions? And I'll never forget his response. He said, because Daddy, me don't know. Because me don't know. And I thought, you know what? I take for granted that everything I understand and everything that I know, that he might know. So I started being a little more careful about how I answered him. Instead of just blowing him off, I gave him real answers. His mama didn't. She'd lie to him. Oh, yeah, she'd come up with some crazy stuff. The sign with a big H on it, the blue sign on Buchanan Highway right before you get to town in Dallas. We used to live right over there. He'd ask, what's that sign mean? Every road sign, he had to know what it meant. What's that sign mean, Mama? She said, heaven's that way. There's a sign in town right beside the sidewalk. It was a square and had a big red P in the middle of it with a cross through it. I ain't going to tell you what she told him that one meant. Think about it. You'll get it. But he said, Daddy, because me don't know. Hey, listen, you're not expected to know all the answers of life. But make sure you ask the right place. Rely on your parents. Rely on your pastor. Rely on those that have gone before you, those that are still serving God and love God, youth workers, youth pastors, Sunday school teachers. Hey, get spiritual sound advice. Man, you're just getting started. Listen, you're where you are today because you've been told where to go all your life. Amen. You're not graduating high school, especially you boys, because you wanted to. Yeah. Look at Shia, look at her. You graduated high school because somebody made you go. Somebody made you do your homework. Somebody made you study. Somebody made you get out of bed every morning. You know what? When you get to college, they don't care if you come to class or not. As long as they get about $12,000 a year out of you, they don't give a flip. Amen. Listen, somebody's been telling you what to do all your life. Here's the attitude if you're not careful. Oh, thank God I graduated. Ain't nobody telling me what to do. I got some bad news for you. Somebody's going to tell you what to do and where to go as long as you live. Amen. My mama told me what to do half of my life. My wife's told me what to do the rest of it. Listen to me carefully. Make sure you get your directions from the right place. Have you ever got directions, and maybe you hadn't, but I have. You ever got directions, anybody, from somebody, you was traveling and you stopped and asked directions and you knew they was messing with you? They had that grin on their face like, yeah, just go down this road and take a right. There ain't no telling where you're going to wind up. There'll be some of them tell you you can't get there from here. But listen, there is a requirement from God. He said, ask. But he didn't just ask where to go. He said, ask for the old path. Ask for the old path and walk in them. There was a requirement. The requirement was to ask, seek godly counsel, and then to walk. Go the way you're advised. So many times people come to me and they come to others for advice. And a lot of times they just want us to agree with what they've already decided to do. Won't you follow that advice? Amen. I mean, you're getting up big enough, you can figure out the will of God for yourself. But let us help you and let us guide you. There was a requirement. Ask and walk. And then there is a reward. He said, if you'll ask for the good way and you'll walk in the good way, he said, you'll find rest for your souls. There is a world out there that have got degrees hanging up. I mean, they could wallpaper their homes with the degrees they have. They make more money than they know what to do with, but there's no rest in their soul. You don't believe it? Stand in the checkout line at Publix. That Hollywood crowd's got more money than they got sense, and they're miserable. They change spouses like we change socks. Amen. Every one of them has their own personal psychic or their own personal, head shrink, psychiatrist. They take pills to get up in the morning, pills to go to bed at night. Got more money than they'll ever spend in their lifetime, but they're not happy. The Lord said, if you'll look for the old paths and walk in them, wherein is a good way, He said, you'll find rest for your soul. You'll find peace in your life. Amen. Listen, I would rather live in this world and die dead broke and have the peace of God in my heart than have all the money and all the riches this world has to offer and not know the peace of God. Amen. Listen, I may not live in a million-dollar home, but I'll sleep tonight. I may not drive the most expensive vehicle that money can buy, but I'll sleep tonight. I may not fly and leave and go out of town in my own airplane this week, but I'll sleep tonight. Listen, there's some things that education and money cannot buy, and that's the peace of God, because it's freely given. God said, if you'll follow me, I'll give you that. If you'll follow me, if you'll follow that old path and you'll seek my face, He said, I'll give you that. That'll be your reward. That'll be your reward.
Yes.
Listen, there was a requirement. There is something required on your part. And it's always that way. Here's our mentality. We want to sit and cross our arms and say, okay, God, bless me. God always says, if you'll do this, I'll do this. If you'll follow me, I'll bless you. Draw nigh unto God, and He'll draw nigh unto you. There's always a move on your part. Now listen, this next move in your life's on your part. Choose right. Choose the old path that the Lord said was a good way, and expect a reward. I'm excited, to be honest with you. I'm excited about what God's going to do in your life. Most of you I've watched grow up just about all your life. Thrills my heart. I'm excited to see what Shy is going to become in Tyler Herbie. Man, check him out. Been around here since he's just a little toe-headed boy. Graduating school. Look at Brooke. That's my baby right there. Got to watch over these past few months. I never thought I'd see today she'd like a boy. And she picked one of the best ones in the church. I'm so excited about what God's going to do in her life. And I look at Tanner. I got surgery. I have pictures of me with my hands on his head praying just before he went into surgery. Little baby. I mean, just a little bitty fella. They fixed to go in and cut on his brain. The doctor said that tumor's in a place that only the hand of God can go. And I begged God to take that hand and put it there where only the hand of God could go. Here he sits. God didn't bring him to this point for nothing. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose for his life. And I'm excited to see what God's going to do. Brittany's graduated college. Good night, the Latours and Stacy. Kristen. It's awesome. What an opportunity you've got. And it is rewarding. There ain't nothing better than serving Jesus. My hope and my dream for you is one day you'll get to where I am and be as happy as I am. Listen, I ain't perfect, and you ain't neither. You're going to mess up, and you're going to foul up, and you're going to make some bad decisions, and the Lord's going to be gracious, and He's going to help you.
But man, if you'll just try and say, man, I'm going to trust God and I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to ask for them old paths and I'm going to do my best to walk in them. Some of you boys, you've surrendered to preach. You've said that God's called you to preach. I remember Levi coming to me right his senior year of high school, junior year of high school, and he said, Daddy, I'm thinking about going into the Marines. I said, well, son, let's call Brother Fisher. He was an officer in the Marine Corps. Let's see what he thinks. Brother Fisher said, well, son, did God call you to preach? He said, yes, sir. He said, what are you going to the Marine Corps for? So why don't you pursue what God wants you to do? I'm glad he made that decision. Amen. Pursue what God wants you to do. Nothing else matters. By the way, girls, I'm a little bit old school, but I don't think there's nothing wrong with being a good mama. I don't think there's nothing wrong with being a good wife. Todd's preaching down at Brother Shea's tonight. We gave him part of our family and we got part of his. Amen. I'll never forget Ashley riding home from church with me one night. She started crying. I said, what's the matter, baby? She said, I don't want to go to Bible college. I said, I never said you had to. I said, what do you want to do? She said, I just want to be a wife and a mama. She might be my daughter, but I think she's one of the best ones there is around. Hey, that's a high mark to shoot for. I'm not against you having a career. I'm just saying, there's nothing better than God's will for your life. There was a requirement. Don't be too proud to ask. Hey, Dad, what do you think I ought to do? Hey, Mom, what do you think I ought to do right here? What's the right direction? What's the right way? Don't be afraid to ask. And by the way, you've been through this thing long enough and in church long enough, you know how to pray. You can ask God yourself. You can read your Bible and you can seek God's will for your life yourself. Amen. Hey, you're reaching a place in your life where you're going to have to stand on your own two feet. Pastor ain't going to be there all the time. Mom and Daddy ain't going to be there all the time. You have to trust the Holy Spirit of God and let Him lead you in your life. There was a requirement that they ask and they walk. There was a reward. There was rest for your soul. There was peace for your life. But then in our scripture, there was a refusal. And if we're not careful, somebody's sitting in these front three pews tonight that's going to have the attitude, I don't care what you say. I don't care what God says. I'm going to do it my way. Your way will never work. There was a crowd in the book of Judges said they did that which was right in their own eyes. They decided they'd do it their way. There's a good way and then there's our way. Don't refuse Him. God was good enough. Israel was in a position where America is right now. They were at a time of exceeding wickedness. They were at a spiritual low in their nation, if you will. And God was good enough to send the prophet to say, hey, ask for the old paths and walk in them. Wherein is a good way? You know what they said? No. We won't. We won't. There's an old preacher who's in heaven now. His name was Bob Jones. Senior. They'd been two or three after him, but I'm talking about the old man. He wrote a book and preached a sermon that's famous. Here was the title, Just Do Right. Just Do Right. It's pretty good advice. Don't refuse God. Don't refuse His will for your life. You follow Him, and I promise you, you're going to have great success. I love you guys. And no matter where you go, we'll always be here for you. No matter what, whether you're successful or whether you're a failure. I'm glad you got a church where you can always come home. It don't matter. Wherever you go from here, if something don't work out, you just call Brother Eddie and say, I'm coming home. this ain't what I thought it was going to be. It's not what I hoped for. This is not where I'm supposed to be. You come home. You don't ever have to go on back in here with your head hung low. You can always come home. And you're going to make mistakes. Lord knows I've made a million of them. So have your parents. We all have. You're going to make mistakes. Bible said a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. When you fall, get up. Let us help you dust yourself off. Put you on your feet again. I love y'all with all my heart. I'm thrilled for you. I'm excited to see what God's going to do in your life. And I hope He continues to allow me to be a little part of that. Amen. I want, before we present certificates or Bibles, I want our graduates to come. All of them. I want you to gather around this altar. Right now. I want moms and dads, grandparents. Come on, guys. You won't see this at the high school graduation. I want us to pray for our young people tonight. Pray for their future. Pray for their lives. Pray for the ones that God will put in their life that they'll spend the rest of their life with, their mate. Brother Charles, I want you to come to the pulpit.